President Trump's defeat in the presidential election may have his base more motivated than ever, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Hear why the Aryan Brotherhood is reporting a record surge in donations since the election, and how they plan to spend the increased funds to further their cause. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. The news is a lot like money. I've got a lot of it, and I'm only giving you some because the government's making me. Back in a moment. Much like in 2016, a narrow presidential election victory is once again motivating grassroots political efforts all across the country. But for one group in particular, the election has proved to be quite the financial boon. In post-election filings, the Aryan Brotherhood has reported a 300% surge in donations, the largest in the organization's history. Here to discuss is election finance correspondent Charles Dearborn.
Hi, Leslie.
So, Charles, these are pretty impressive numbers. What allowed the Aryan Brotherhood to blow past their previous record like this?
Well, this isn't exactly unprecedented. The Aryan Brotherhood's grassroots online fundraising portal, Act White, has allowed the group to become extremely successful in recent years by encouraging members of the master race to make small donations. Just listen to what one of the prison gang's leaders, Drew Mackey, had to say about it.
We never expected anything on this scale. But it just goes to show that despite President Trump's loss, millions of Americans support our cause. This is not the time to back down, and we're proud that our beautiful white brothers and sisters are doing what it takes to push back against Biden's radical minorities are human beings agenda.
They certainly sound well organized. What do they plan to do with all the money?
Well, sources within the organization say the Aryan Brotherhood will be investing heavily into growing their operations during this period of assault on the white way of life.
Ooh.
Everything from opening up multiple new chapters, hiring staffers, and providing additional resources for youth radicalization efforts to help further disseminate their message of racial purity nationwide. They will also help to finance their activist arm, which includes initiatives to promote racially fueled domestic terrorism, create a bail fund to get imprisoned neo-Nazis back out on the streets, and eventually to win back the White House.
Wow, well, that kind of money will definitely buy you a lot of nooses. But how exactly will this affect the Aryan Brotherhood's position in American politics moving forward?
Right now, it's anyone's guess. But one thing is for certain, it's going to be big. With this newfound financial windfall and the extensively racist and xenophobic donor network that comes along with it, the Aryan Brotherhood will now have the resources necessary to fight back against big money institutions like the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security.
And if any of our listeners are interested in making a donation to the Aryan Brotherhood, how can they go about doing that?
It's very simple, actually. All listeners have to do is find any Jewish person or minority and rob them at gunpoint. After that, any money they steal can be donated via the Aryan Brotherhood's online portal or by texting White Genocide to the number 1488.
Helpful info. Thank you, Charles. That's OPR's Charles Dearborn. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Does someone want to hear some more news? Okay, well, you got to sit. 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 And stay. Stay. And okay, here's what else you need to know today. Oh, you're such a good little listener. Following last week's release of the damning McCarrick report, the Catholic Church finds itself under increased scrutiny amid more revelations of widespread sexual abuse cover-ups. The Vatican was, however, able to do some damage control, today issuing a proclamation that establishes child molestation as a sacrament. The Vatican is calling this newly enshrined eighth sacrament of being abused by a member of the clergy, quote, one of the most deeply spiritual and holy acts one can endure, and any person of Roman Catholic faith who has not yet received the sacrament is encouraged to do so immediately. And more accusations of voter fraud are being issued by the President of the United States today, as Donald Trump and his legal team are now claiming that over 70 million votes for Joe Biden came from people who should be dead. Alarming if true. And for those who do believe in the validity of this year's election results, there is reason to celebrate today as people across the nation continue to express their hopefulness for a better future where celebrity activists will finally shut the fuck up. In a time when this country may seem more divided than ever before, I think we can all agree that after everything we've had to endure over the past 4 years, not having to see or hear any more of that shit would be more than welcome. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And while you've all got your wallets out, you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with the world's most middle-aged man, who explains how his diet of Applebee's and Mike's Hard Lemonade has had him feeling like a 45-year-old well into his 50s. It's a fascinating conversation, and you won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.